Welcome to In Your Corner, program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and to keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your mommy. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake up grandmama. Go wake up granddaddy. Go wake up niece and nephew. Wake them all up today and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Oh, go wake them up. Go wake them up now. Get them out the bed, sleepy head. Get them out the bed, sleepy head. We are beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world, wherever internet radio can be found. Now get up, get up now, get up, get up, get up, get up out the bed, sleepy head. You need to get on out that bed, sleepy head. Let me go get my roosters. I need to just go on out there to the chicken yard. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, Benny. Come on, Benny. Come on, Red. Come on, Crow. Check, check, check. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, Benny. Come on, Benny, Red and Crow. Come on. Y'all, wake them up, wake them up. Get them out the bed. Get them out the bed, sleepyhead. I know what I need to go do. Some of y'all ain't gonna get up until y'all hear a song. Let me go out here and get a good song here. This is Reverend Milton Bingham. The Lord is blessing me and the gospel legend.
y'all sit down. Look at somebody, just tell them, I'm blessed and I know I'm blessed. Come on, just don't let this just tell them, I'm blessed and I know I won't bless them.
That was Reverend Milton Bingham and the Gospel Legend, ladies and gentlemen, on the morning show this morning. The Lord is blessing me right now. All right, that's your song for today. That's your song for today. It's time to read the Bible. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading this morning out of the book of Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 10 through 14, reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
Showers of rain to all people, and plants of the field to everyone. The idols speak deceitfully. Diviners see visions that lie. They tell dreams that are false. They give comfort in vain. Therefore, the people wander like sheep, oppressed for lack of a shepherd. My anger burns against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders, for the Lord Almighty will care for his flock, the house of Judah, and make them like a proud horse in battle. From Judah will come the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler. Together they will be like mighty warriors in battle, trampling their enemy into the mud of the streets. They will fight because the Lord is with them, and they will put the enemy horsemen to shame. I will strengthen the house of Judah and save the house of Joseph. I will restore them because I have compassion on them. They will be as though I had not rejected them, for I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. The Ephraimites will become like mighty warriors, and their hearts will be glad as with wine. Their children will see it and be joyful. Their hearts will rejoice in the Lord. I will signal for them and gather them in. Surely, I will redeem them. They will be as numerous as before. Though I scatter them among the peoples, yet in distant lands they will remember me. They and their children will survive, and they will return. I will bring them back from Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them to Gilead and Lebanon, and there will not be room enough for them. They will pass through the sea of trouble, the surging sea will be subdued and all the depths of the Nile will dry up. Assyria's pride will be brought down and Egypt's scepter will pass away. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and in his name they will live securely,
declares the Lord. Open your doors, Lebanon, so that fire may devour your cedars. Wail, you juniper, for the cedar has fallen. The stately trees are ruined. Wail, oaks of Bashan. The dense forest has been cut down. Listen to the wail of the shepherds. Their rich pastures are destroyed. Listen to the roar of the lions. The lush thicket of the Jordan is ruined. This is what the Lord my God says.
Shepherd the flock marked for slaughter. Their buyers slaughter them and go unpunished. Those who sell them say,
praise the Lord, I am rich.
Their own shepherds do not spare them, for I will no longer have pity on the people of the land,
declares the Lord.
I will give everyone into the hands of their neighbors and their king. They will devastate the land, and I will not rescue them from their hands.
So I shepherded the flock marked for slaughter, particularly the oppressed of the flock. Then I took two staffs and called one favor and the other union, and I shepherded the flock. In 1 month, I got rid of the three shepherds. The flock detested me, and I grew weary of them and said, I will not be your shepherd. Let the dying die and the perishing perish. Let those who are left eat one another's flesh. Then I took my staff called favor and broke it, revoking the covenant I had made with all the nations. It was revoked on that day, and so the oppressed of the flock who were watching me knew it was the word of the Lord. I told them, if you think it best, give me my pay, but if not, keep it. So they paid me 30 pieces of silver, and the Lord said to me,
throw it to the potter.
The handsome price at which they valued me. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them to the potter at the house of the Lord. Then I broke my second staff called union, breaking the family bond between Judah and Israel. Then the Lord said to me,
take again the equipment of a foolish shepherd, for I am going to raise up a shepherd over the land who will not care for the lost or seek the young or heal the injured or feed the healthy, but will eat the meat of the choice sheep, tearing off their hooves. Woe to the worthless shepherd who deserts the flock. May the sword strike his arm and his right eye. May his arm be completely withered, his right eye totally blinded.
A prophecy, the word of the Lord concerning Israel.
The Lord, who stretches out the heavens, who lays the foundation of the earth, and who forms the spirit in human beings, declares,
I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding peoples reeling. Judah will be besieged as well as Jerusalem. On that day, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves. On that day, I will strike every horse with panic and its rider with madness,
declares the Lord.
I will keep a watchful eye over the house of Judah, but I will blind all the horses of the nations. Then the clans of Judah will say in their hearts, the people of Jerusalem are strong because the Lord Almighty is their God. On that day, I will make the clans of Judah like a firepot in a woodpile, like a flaming torch among sheaves. They will consume right and left all the surrounding peoples, but Jerusalem will remain intact in her place. The Lord will save the dwellings of Judah first, so that the honor of the house of David and of Jerusalem's inhabitants may not be greater than that of Judah. On that day, the Lord will shield those who live in Jerusalem so that the feeblest among them will be like David, and the house of David will be like God, like the angel of the Lord going before them. On that day, I will set out to destroy all the nations that attack Jerusalem, and I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son. On that day, the weeping in Jerusalem will be great, like the weeping of Hadad-Rimon in the plain of Megiddo. The land will mourn, each clan by itself, with their wives by themselves, the clan of the house of David and their wives, the clan of the house of Nathan and their wives, the clan of the house of Levi and their wives, the clan of Shimei and their wives, and all the rest of the clans and their wives. On that day, a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity. On that day, I will banish the names of the idols from the land, and they will be remembered no more,
declares the Lord Almighty.
I will remove both the prophets and the spirit of impurity from the land. And if some still prophesy, their fathers and mothers to whom they were born will say to them, "You must die because you have told lies in the Lord's name." When they prophesy, their own parents will stab them. On that day, the prophets will all be ashamed of their prophetic visions. They will not put on a prophet's garment of hair in order to deceive. Every one of them will say,
"I am not a prophet. I am a farmer. The land has been my livelihood since my youth."
If someone asks, "What are these wounds on your body?" they will answer,
"The wounds I was given at the house of my friends."
"Awake, sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is close to me,"
declares the Lord Almighty.
"Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones. In the whole land,"
declares the Lord,
"two-thirds will be struck down and perish, yet one-third will be left in it. This third I will bring into the fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, 'They are my people,' and they will say,
'The Lord is our God.'"
A day of the Lord is coming, Jerusalem, when your possessions will be plundered and divided up within your very walls.
I will gather all the nations to Jerusalem to fight against it. The city will be captured, the houses ransacked, and the women ravished.
Half of the city will go into exile, but the rest of the people will not be taken from the city. Then the Lord will go out and fight against those nations as he fights on a day of battle. On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split in two from east to west, forming a great valley, with half of the mountain moving north and half moving south. You will flee by my mountain valley, for it will extend to Azel. You will flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come, and all the holy ones with him. On that day, there will be no sunlight, no cold, frosty darkness. It will be a unique day, a day known only to the Lord, with no distinction between day and night. When evening comes, there will be light. On that day, living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half of it east to the Dead Sea, and half of it west to the Mediterranean Sea, in summer and in winter. The Lord will be king over the whole earth. On that day, there will be one Lord, and his name, the only name. The whole land, from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, will become like the Arabah. But Jerusalem will be raised up high from the Benjamin Gate to the site of the first gate, to the corner gate, and from the Tower of Hananel to the royal wine presses, and will remain in its place. It will be inhabited. Never again will it be destroyed. Jerusalem will be secure. This is the plague with which the Lord will strike all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they are still standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. On that day, people will be stricken by the Lord with great panic. They will seize each other by the hand and attack one another. Judah too will fight at Jerusalem. The wealth of all the surrounding nations will be collected. Great quantities of gold and silver and clothing. A similar plague will strike the horses and mules, the camels and donkeys, and all the animals in those camps. Then the survivors from all the nations that have attacked Jerusalem will go up year after year to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, and to celebrate the Festival of Tabernacles. If any of the peoples of the earth do not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, they will have no rain. If the Egyptian people do not go up and take part, they will have no rain. The Lord will bring on them the plague he inflicts on the nations that do not go up to celebrate the Festival of Tabernacles. This will be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that do not go up to celebrate the Festival of Tabernacles. On that day, holy to the Lord will be inscribed on the bells of the horses, and the cooking pots in the Lord's house will be like the sacred bowls in front of the altar. Every pot in Jerusalem and Judah will be holy to the Lord Almighty, and all who come to sacrifice will take some of the pots and cook in them. And on that day, there will no longer be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord Almighty.
That was our scripture reading for the day. We read out of the book of Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 10 through chapter 14. May God bless those who have read and who heard his holy word. All right, it's prayer time now. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Let's pray. A family that prays together is a family that'll stay together. Come on, y'all. Gather up now. Come on, mama, daddy, son, daughter, sister, brother. Come on, y'all. Let's pray. You know how we do it. Let's make our circle. All right. Everybody holding hands? All right. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you once again for giving us another day, a day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but you have given us another day by your grace, and we thank you for that. And Lord, we just even thank you for the privilege of prayer. You said, come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And we need you right now, dear God. Oh, dear God, the mamas out there need you today. You know what they're going up against. Oh, give them the grace they need in Jesus' name. Lord, those daddies out there in radio land, they need you today. Oh, Lord, bless them in Jesus' name. Lord, those children, those little boys, those little girls, dear God, they need you today. Bless them in Jesus' name. Lord, those people in third world countries today, they need you today, where there's famine land, where there's food shortages, dear God, where there's water shortages. Some of them don't even have clean drinking water. Oh, they need you today. Bless them, dear God. Bless them in spite of their circumstances. They need you today. Lord, there are even people right here in America that don't have food to eat, don't have clothes to wear. Touch right now in Jesus' name. Oh, dear God, they need you today. Lord, there's somebody that's going through marriage problems. They need you today. Lord, there's a single person out there that's going through some struggles. They need you today. There's an old person out there, some senior citizens that's out there today. Lord, they're going through. They need you today. There's somebody that's lost a loved one. They're going through a time of bereavement. They need you today. Oh, dear God, there's somebody that's having some financial difficulties. They can't hardly pay the bills. They need you today. Oh, touch right now, dear God. Make a way for them when there seemed to be no way. Now, Lord, be with us in a mighty, mighty way. Lead, guide, and direct us in all that we say and do throughout this day. And we'll be careful to praise you for it, for it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. That's it. We done sung our song. We done had our prayer. We done had our scripture this morning. Clock on the wall is saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for joining us this morning on In Your Corner. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here, KLITB, is at the top of the hour. We minister in the word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. Get ready, get ready, get ready now for that early morning sermon. I'll have it on for you in a couple of commercials or two. Then at 7 o'clock, we'll be back again with Ghostbusters because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood. 8 o'clock, that's the Situation Room. 9 o'clock, that's, oh, a look in the book. Yes, I had a mental lap right there. Then 10 o'clock, that's time for Unshackle. 11 o'clock, a deeper look in the book. 12 o'clock, I missed any of these programs. Guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about it. Because we are in your corner.